How?
Hello. Paper's closed till morning.
I'm Pamela Norris.
How'd you do? What can I do for you?
Well, actually, I was looking for you, Mr. McGee.
Really?
I'm the student assigned to you on the work-study program.
Uh-huh. Well, Pam.
Pamela, please.
Well, Pamela. Be here at 6 a.m. That's not 6:15.
Listen, I understand you're not too happy about this, Mr. McGee, but I just want you to know I've completed 4 years of college and my master's thesis, and I was the first woman editor.
Frankly, Pamela, I'm not too interested in your diplomas.
It's a newspaper article, not war correspondence. I came here to work, Jack.
Pamela, you were supposed to be here to help me, not play Brenda Starr.
Hey, Jack. Can we help you with something?
Have you told any other people about this creature, Harold?
Well, no, you're the first. Well, I mean, not too many people understand about these things. You're kind of different, you know?
That's really nice. I'm glad you asked me to come to your apartment.
What are all these little green H's?
Oh, well, those are all the places that the creature... I have been sighted.
No kidding.
Yes, ma'am.
Pamela, please. Oh, it's your certificate of accomplishment. Marksmanship.
Yeah, I was the best shot in my division. ROTC.
Oh, what college?
High school.
So you just went straight from graduation into computers?
Well, I wanted to be a cop.
Oh, what happened?
Well, they said I didn't pass the test. But I know what it is. They think I'm too short.
You know, Harold, this is really very interesting, but, you know, we're going to have some kind of hard evidence about the creature, you know, other than your word.
Yeah, sure. I've got that.
Harold!
What do you want?
You asked me to meet you here, remember? Why don't you come down and talk?
Too late.
Harold, I know you saw the creature, whatever it was, at the medical center.
Everything's falling apart. I lied, you know. I can't deliver the Hulk.
Oh, you just wanted to be noticed, Harold. Everybody does. Harold, please, come off of there. Sorry, Harold. Mr. McGee is sorry, too. No one meant to hurt you. We were only trying to be honest. Please come down, Harold.
You're so pretty. A girl like you would never talk to me. Just talk. Just because I'm me.
Yes, I would, Harold.
No, don't. Don't lie to me. Nobody even cared about me till I got famous. I'm not gonna let you take that away from me. I'd rather be dead.
Harold, come in here. I can help you. We'll take care of you. Take my hand. Come on. Please. Think this means anything? I found it in the tower.